This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studio. Michelle Behrens in with us this morning, along with Stacy Pellett. We're going to talk a little bit this morning about Operation Christmas Child. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Michelle, Operation Christmas Child is a project that you've worked on through your church for how many years now?
I want to say...
A lot.
4 years.
Very good. Yeah. And it's been a successful project.
It has been a successful project, indeed.
And this is through the Evangelical Free Church here in Atlantic.
Correct.
But it's not just that church.
No, it's not. It's an organization run through Franklin Graham's Samaritan's Purse, mm-hmm. and it's utilized all over the United States, and the boxes that we pack go throughout the world. And just with our little part in this, we use the churches locally in the region, and then it goes, our boxes get sent up to a distribution center up in Minneapolis. So we're just a small piece in the puzzle.
It's been very successful, Stacy. I know you guys have generated some great numbers around Southwest Iowa in the last few years.
We have, and it continues to grow every year. We set lofty goals, and every year we seem to surpass our goals. So last year when we sat here, we picked a number that we thought, there's no way we can reach that number, and we beat it. So this year, as we sat here, we picked another really lofty number, and we fully anticipate that we'll beat that number as well. So we're hopeful that this year with our church and then all the other local churches that bring their boxes to our collection facility that we'll be able to reach 6,000 boxes, which in reality translates to 6,000 children that will be helped throughout the year.
That's really impressive.
It is.
And, you know, it's one thing to congratulate the church for the organization and the volunteers there, but it's bigger than that. It's all the folks that helped out, including children that helped out.
Absolutely.
Well, for example, our youth group, I know, got together this past Sunday, and they each brought in some dollars, and they put it all together, and they added it up, and they went shopping locally here in town to help fill the boxes, and they surpassed the number of boxes that they filled last year. Last year they filled 27, this year they filled 40. So it's just a wonderful chance for our youth to get involved, and we encourage other youth programs to do the same type of thing, where you get to fill the boxes and have some ownership in where these boxes are going and the things that you want to put in those boxes to these kids.
Well, and how much more meaningful the project is when you consider you're not just going into the closet or into the attic or into the basement and collecting used old items that you no longer really care about anymore, that you don't use, that you're, you know, discarding to give to someone else. Well, that's a nice gesture.
Absolutely.
This is actually going out and selecting things, and the kids take a lot of ownership in this, too. They know they're helping other children who aren't as fortunate.
Yeah, and they, you know, we talk through what types of things would be appropriate for the children to receive once they get the boxes. And it's sometimes a difficult concept for our children to understand how different and how blessed they are here versus how different lives are across the world. You know, they don't have the same types of electronics. They don't have access to the same types of infrastructure that we do. And, you know, and it's even just the basics. We send toothbrushes and toothpaste. And, you know, we were joking that we don't know what the scenario will be when the boxes arrive. But we do know that there's a need just for basic hygienic types of things, soap and toothpaste and toothbrushes. So, but it is a really good exercise for the children to think about how they want to give and then to pray over the child that will receive the items that they select.
When in giving that consideration as to what items you may want to send, you're really driving home that lesson about how other people have it, you know, how other people are living, that not everyone lives in a nice home with running water, with plumbing, with electricity. You never know what kind of circumstances other folks are in.
No, and like you mentioned too, you know, putting new items versus going to the toy box and, you know, picking something that you don't want anymore, you know, we would want a new toy, so mm-hmm. let's get them a new toy, and somehow we have to figure out a way, whether we do some extra chores or we go rake some leaves this time of year and earn an extra buck or two to help pay for the items that you want to put into your box. You know, those are lessons that we learn too, and so it's just wonderful how we have the opportunity to give and yet, you know, give a little bit of ourselves too in the same token.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you have some guidelines, or you pretty much leave it wide open to folks as to what they want to put in those boxes?
No, there are some very specific guidelines, and that's due more to the fact that we don't know where these boxes will ultimately land. So in many cases, they're going to war-torn countries or to areas that have experienced extreme violence, and sometimes these children know that type of life versus the peaceful life that we're so blessed to have. So we, anything that could be construed as war or violence, such as even like G.I. Joe toys, water guns, toy guns, knives, plastic playthings that our children might look at and think of as a fun toy, could really be detrimental going to some of these other countries. So nothing that would be violent, as we mentioned, you know, some basic hygienic things. But we have learned the hard way that if you put soap in there, which is a great thing to put in there, put it in a baggie, because then when you, if you put candy in there, it ultimately tastes like Irish Spring. So you'll want to contain the soap into a baggie. But we recommend putting in things like socks, pencils, crayons, coloring books, toothbrushes, toothpastes.
Toy balls, you know, like bouncy balls, even like the little plastic jewelry for little girls and necklaces, beads, and things like that. The hard candy, no chocolates, which is a bummer because who doesn't love chocolate? But it might melt in the process of getting over to these places. So hard candies are suggested too.
And the other thing that you can do, and we do with our children, is they can write a letter to the child that will receive it. Now, they may not speak English, but hopefully there will be somebody there that can translate that letter for them. So just something that is personal that tells them, I want you to know that I chose these things for you. I packed this box just for you, and I hope that you enjoy it. So there's ways that you can make it very personal. And you just try to think about what somebody, and there's different age categories, so what you would hope that somebody in that age category might enjoy.
Sure. Okay, let's talk box, because box is a pretty generic term. There are refrigerator boxes, there are shoe boxes. What kind of box are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about shoe boxes. And so you can just take any one of your old shoe boxes that you have at home, and they recommend wrapping your box. Wrap the top individually and then wrap your bottom individually. So it looks like a present, but being able to be opened up, because they will be looked at when they are opened up in Minneapolis, just to make sure that everything is A-OK according to those guidelines. But we do have boxes available at the E-Free Church. They are just put together boxes that they can come and grab one if they don't have a shoebox. Mm-hmm. And they're already pre-wrapped. The top is green and the bottom is red, and you just open it up. So those are available if anybody would happen to need one. And then basically you just go fill it with all those fun things that we talked about, socks, washcloths, all those other items that was mentioned, and then you just bring it to the church during our collection week.
All right, then we need to get that information in here, because collection time actually is coming up a lot quicker than we think.
It is. It's usually the week before Thanksgiving, so just a little plug to remember that every year. It's pretty much always the week before Thanksgiving, and I heard on the radio it's 3 weeks away.
That's
Thanksgiving.
Not that far away.
Get your turkeys ready.
Not that far away. You're going to start collecting on the 17th?
Correct.
Okay, and you're going to run through, and you've got different hours, it seems like, each day, because you're working with volunteers.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. We start on that Monday, the 17th, and we run through the following Monday, the 24th.
Okay.
And the hours are according to, you know, easy for the volunteers, but also, you know, people in their jobs. That first couple of days, the first day, Monday and Tuesday, it's 5 to 7. And then on Wednesday, it's 4 to 6, and it's church night, so we have to be done by 6 o'clock for the Awana kids and all the other churches. Thursday night will be 3 to 7, so after work or a little before. Friday the 21st is 10 to 2. Saturday is all day long, 9 to 5. Sunday the 23rd will be 1 to 3, so go to church and bring it after that. And then on that last Monday, we'll be there from 9 to 4.
Okay, very good.
And any time that the church is open, you certainly can drop the boxes off. And, you know, we'll make sure that they're put into the appropriate place. So that's fine as well.
You never turn one away.
No.
You take financial donations, too? Because, you know, to ship these boxes costs a little money.
It does. Thank you for mentioning that. So each box, it costs about $7 for us to ship. And if you pack a box and can afford to include the $7 for shipping, that's certainly appreciated. If you want to make simply a monetary donation, that would be used for paying for shipping for those that can't afford it. But one of the neat things that you can do is to go online. And that address is www.samaritanspurse.com. Or is there an OCC one too, Michelle? Samaritanspurse.org. Samaritanspurse.org. Go online, and you can go ahead and pay for the shipping there. And the neat thing about doing it that way is that you will receive an email once your box has been delivered in the country. So you get a little bit of a tracker that tells you, hey, this box has arrived in Madagascar, or this box has arrived in Zambia. And then you'll know that it's been delivered to a child. And you'll have the opportunity to be praying for whoever receives that box at that particular time. So there's lots of ways. You can do a plain monetary donation. You could include your money in the box, or you can go online and ship it that way.
Why do you guys get involved in this? Stacy, what's your motivation?
It's such a blessing to do this, not only with your best friends, but to also do it with your children. I mean, the lessons that we're able to teach our particular children, Carter and Callie, are ones that there's no other place I have found to be able to teach them the lesson of giving from the heart, for understanding how fortunate they are in the world that they live in, but also to be reaching out to others who maybe are not as fortunate. And then an opportunity to work with our youth and help them to understand the same types of lessons, maybe not as a parent, but just as a volunteer, to reinforce and to show by example.
Absolutely. Michelle, how about you? What's the motivation? Go ahead and plagiarize if you like.
Well, when the program first got introduced into our church, it was during a time in my life where things were really changing, and I just felt like the Lord was tugging on my heart, just like, you have time to do this. You can do this. And so I did it, and it's turned out to be way better than I thought it was, because, like Stacy mentioned, I've gotten to know her way better and become such great friends. And it is a way for me to help my community to become better at volunteering and to learning about ways to do that, and also to involve my children, too, with blessing other children, because my children are very, very blessed. And it allows them that opportunity to help others. So.
Again, we mentioned, too, the drop-off point is the Evangelical Free Church here in Atlantic, which is up at 22nd and Chestnut Streets. And it's not just the E-Free Church that's involved in this. You guys are pulling in a lot of different denominations to help out with this, too. A lot of folks have stepped forward.
We indeed. We've got churches that are on our regular scheduled drop-off points from a lot of other communities like Shenandoah and Oakland and surrounding communities. But I've got, people that have talked to me on the street that have said, hey, let's get involved. The Presbyterian Church is going to help us. The Postmaster people have always helped me out. The Catholic Church, And so we always welcome anybody to do this. And not that anybody else's churches don't have equal,
ministry.
Ministry, thank you. But, it's just another chance, or maybe they were looking for something different. So,
Sure. Well, there's always room for a second project, too.
True.
No problem.
And one thing I'll add, too, is that you don't have to be with a church. You can, as a community member, can drop a box off as well. So we would welcome boxes from anybody.
Absolutely. Don't turn any away, that's
no,
for sure.
Absolutely not.
Operation Christmas Child. Hope you can help those folks out. And again, if you can help out, not just with the box, but even with the shipping, a little extra money there, too, to help out with the shipping, that sure makes the project a lot easier to be able to attain all those goals. Michelle, Stacy, thanks for coming in. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.